From the theme park capital of the world, bringing you the latest in theme park and pop culture news. Welcome to the Thrill Geek Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Thrill Geek Podcast. I'm Clint.
I'm Barry.
And I'm Emily.
There we go.
Nailed it.
And we're back to our regularly scheduled programming here this week. We got a few quick things to hit on.
Theme park stuff.
Yeah, theme park stuff. Because
we're
all in recovery mode from, well, except for Emily and Game of Thrones, but...
Just Avengers.
Just Avengers, which was enough.
Yes. It was enough emotional trauma for me to require therapy.
Yeah, and
we'll have a whole other podcast about that.
Yeah, so we're gonna have two really big episodes talking about that, and I think just me and Barry are probably gonna do the Game of Thrones one.
Watch it, so there would just be no point of me being there.
No. So we'll get those out later this week. So look for those. As far as this episode. We got a little bit of catching up to do. First things first, me and Emily actually were at Busch Gardens for the Tigress media event. They invited us out there to check out Tigress, which is now open. So
Clint, screw you, Clint. Emily, what did you think
ladies
about
first.
Tigress?
So hostile today.
Gosh. You know what? I'm just going to hit my mute button here. And
well... Tigress is actually replacing the previous attraction that was there, which I'm going to butcher it, but it's like Tanganyika or Yika Tidal Wave.
Tanganyika Tidal Wave.
Nailed it.
I think everyone just called it Tidal Wave.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to be nice about it. But yeah, so it's actually some of the queue is still that structure, so that was kind of cool walking through there. But yeah, that coaster has like major airtime to the point that if you like watch the video, it's me like half laughing, half crying in fear. Because it has like,
yeah, your hair was doing a lot of floaties.
Yeah, no, I'm like, if you can watch, I'm like trying to push it away because I'm like, I want to see my death. But yeah. So, I mean, I think they said it like travels up to 62 miles per hour. It has like a heartline roll, inverted half loop. So that thing is intense.
And Emily, this isn't actually your first Premier Skyrocket. You actually went on Phobia.
Yeah. So my
Lake Compounds.
Yeah, my home park is Lake Compounds up in Connecticut, and I want to say they did that coaster in 2015. And I was with Attractions at the time, so I went to the media event for that. So yeah, I've technically already done this coaster before, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, people give this coaster, you know, a lot of crap because, they say, oh, it's a copy and paste coaster. SeaWorld bought three of them, you know, one in San Diego, one in Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, and now we got the third one down here. But that doesn't mean it can't be a fun ride. And it is.
It's still fun.
I actually really enjoyed it. Given it's a short ride, I mean, I don't even think it's a minute long.
It's not. It's like 42 seconds, I want to say.
But once that thing, you know, it starts the first launch forward, and then it does a backwards one, and I think that was my favorite launch, is the first backwards launch, because you actually get some really funky hang time in that one. And then you launch the third time all the way up to the top, and you do the heartline roll, the inline twist, whatever you want to call it.
That one's just so fun because you go so slow and you're like, oh no, I'm going to die up here.
Yeah, the hang time is
like... the non-inverting half loop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very similar. Yeah, after you dive down, you go through the non-inverting loop, which is best, you know, it's like the first loop on Rocket at Universal Studios Florida.
But this one's nicer.
Yeah.
Much nicer.
So, yeah, you know, it's a fun ride. It's nothing major. It's nothing insane. I think it's a good fit for that park.
Oh, yeah, it's such a nice addition.
It's like I said, it's not a big footprint, but it provides a thrill that, you know, the only other major launched coaster they have there is Cheetah Hunt, which is phenomenal.
That's my favorite coaster.
So this is kind of a happy medium, kind of, you know, in between, you know, Cheetah Hunt and say like Cobra's Curse. It's an intense ride. It's short, but you know, I liked it. It was fun. So
yeah, I mean, I think it's a good addition. I mean, Tidal Wave closed back in April of 2016. So
yeah, it was just basically sitting there.
Yeah, I mean, that area has been sitting there for a while, and you know, that park, especially once the 2020 edition opens up, that park is going to have a very diverse lineup of coasters.
Yeah, and Tigress was a good, like I said, Tigress was a good addition because it adds something unique. You know, I've always looked at it, like I said, you know, I've always looked at the Skyrocket, the Premier Skyrocket 2, which is what the name of that coaster from Premier Rides is called, for those of you that are non-coaster nerds.
Yeah.
The Skyrocket 2, I would rather see that in a bunch of parks than, say, Vekoma Boomerang, you know?
Oh, God, yeah.
Because this ride was actually legitimately... And I love Premiere, so anything they do, you know, I'm all for it. And yes, the trains, you know, people give the comfort collars, the things that...
That was weird.
Yeah, that's the other thing that people give it... a lot of people give crap for if a park... Because I guess apparently they're optional... And once, from what I understand, once they start testing the ride, it's up to the park whether they want the comfort collars or not.
Well, Busch Garden wanted them.
Because there was actually video of them testing Tigress without it, and then literally, like, I think it was like the last little bit of testing they did, they installed them. But I really didn't find it that much of an inconvenience because they're not tight. I mean, it's not like you're wearing like a...
No, it's like, just awkward just to put it over your head and... That's all.
Yeah, I was going to say the install process, but yeah, like putting them on was kind of weird because you had to lift them up and then put them down over your head. It was kind of a weird loading procedure with those things. But other than that, no, you know, I liked it. And we have all sorts of footage of, we have me and Emily's reverse POV.
It's just me dying.
Yeah.
So if you want to see some poor girl being tortured on a roller coaster, just head on over there.
We have that. And I did kind of a multi-angle thing with that one. And I put some off-ride video up there as well. So if you want to check it out. So
yeah.
That is on our YouTube channel.
Yes, it is. And Barry, switching over to Universal, you actually got to go check out the Today Cafe.
Yes, the new Today Cafe at Universal Studios, Florida. There's a pass holder preview, and you know what? It's a lot nicer than the Beverly Hills. I never know how to say
Boulangerie.
I couldn't pronounce that.
That restaurant, the look, face it, it was very dated. The restaurant had a very dark feel to it. It wasn't very bright. They really opened up the whole restaurant. It's a lot brighter. You know, there's obviously LCD screens all over the restaurant showing clips from the Today Show. They updated the menu, and the menu looks really good. I mean, it's definitely one of the more healthier options.
I was about to say, did we all lose like 50 pounds just looking at it, or?
No, I mean, it Universal, it's always been, you know, one of the issues, especially with their quick service food, is a lot. There's not a lot of healthy options
at Universal. You either eat chicken tenders, or you eat a burger. Pick one.
Yeah, it's like there's some to go set. You know, there's usually some salads and wraps and like a to go in the to go. Section of like, say, the Simpsons.
Yeah, but it's just court. Been sitting there all day. So,
but these are like fresh sandwiches, fresh salads. Of course, then there's breakfast. There's a breakfast menu with a bunch of different breakfast, you know, sandwiches. A lot of new desserts and pastries. They didn't just, you know, bring back the usual Universal bakery stuff. Like, there's no brookie here, but you can get, there's so many other places you can get the brookie.
I'm just saying, it was convenient.
They got rid of the regular cheesecake slices, which, to be honest, weren't very great to begin with, and replaced it with, there's two different kinds of cheesecake on the stick. There's a blueberry cheesecake on the stick. There's a strawberry cheesecake on the stick. One of my, I didn't get to try it, but I definitely want to, is the confetti cake.
Yeah, that looked amazing. When you posted the picture of that on Twitter, yeah. I was like,
yeah, that thing looks amazing because it's like a birthday cake style cake. Looks like the birthday cake style cake batter with the sprinkles in it. Really neat frosting, and each slice comes with like a macaroon.
Yummy.
That's too indulgent for me.
Well, even for people who are vegan or can't eat dairy, there was two different kinds of vegan croissants you could choose from. There's all kinds of different cream puffs, including like a green tea matcha cream puff. Like there's like an Earl Grey and lavender cream puff. So a lot of new desserts that that I don't recall seeing at any of the other bakery locations.
So, was the Beverly Hills place, was that an opening location with Universal?
Yes.
Okay, so
I believe that's been the same restaurant since the park opened.
It has. Okay.
Interesting. I can't remember, you know, I mean, I've been going to Universal since it practically opened, but I never really ate there, so I couldn't.
No, I mean, the only time I ever would go there is to usually to grab a brookie. That's about the only time I would ever go there.
Barry, I can attest to this because Barry has literally made me stop everything I'm doing to go get a brookie. So.
What's wrong with a brookie?
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I'm just saying that we had to take a pit stop.
The brookies are, considering how they're not that expensive for a theme park dessert.
You can still get them across from Fast and Furious. So.
If the brookie was at Disney, the brookie would be like $5 instead of like three something.
$19.95. Well, they are technically selling them. That's going to be one of the desserts at the Disney After Hours event now. So
that's not to go too so bad.
But like I said, we checked it out. You know, we posted stuff on Twitter and Instagram. And also you can go to youtube.com/thrillgeek. And we did a Thrill Geek Live from the new Today Cafe as I walked around and showed you around the Today Cafe. And that's up on youtube.com/thrillgeek.
Good stuff. Staying at Universal, we got a Halloween Horror Nights announcement today. And one that I am pretty excited about. Universal Monsters are coming to both coasts, Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights and Horror Nights over here in Orlando.
Finally.
Slightly different variations. It's not going to be kind of the same house. Shocking. Over in Hollywood. Yeah. Over in Hollywood, they're doing Frankenstein meets the werewolf.
The Wolfman.
Okay. Wolfman.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's loosely based on Universal's 1943 horror movie of the same name.
Well, yeah. I kind of get why they're doing something different because they already did the Universal Monster thing the year prior. So it's cool that they're like switching it up at that point.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't understand. I would be perfectly fine if there was a Universal Monsters house every single year because there's so many different things you can do with the monsters. I mean, number one, there were so many different Universal Monster movies alone, but there's just so many different ideas that you could easily do with the Universal Monsters every year.
Can I get a Tom Cruise mummy house?
No.
No.
No? Damn.
No. If we didn't get one the year it came out, then yeah, we're never getting one.
I try.
You can only have a house, but it's just this wall with the movie playing in the background, but it's just the horror makeup actors making like weird sound effects to like them opening their mouths. That's it. That's all you get.
Yes, that's all you get. But Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. According to the description, this reimagined tale for the 21st century takes guests on a terrifying journey that bears witness to a deadly confrontation between these two horror icons and the epic battle that rages between them. Guests will follow in the footsteps of the Frankenstein monster, lured by the exotic music towards a nearby gypsy camp, okay, while desperately seeking sanctuary from a mob of angry villagers determined to destroy him. It is within the gypsy encampment that the Frankenstein monster meets the Wolfman, and where the madness begins as guests are led along a path of destruction through the murky moors to a creepy cemetery and into the smoldering ruins of Castle Frankenstein and its icy cellars beneath.
Hmm.
So that's
Has anyone even seen this movie? like at all?
I probably saw it years ago. It's not like obviously one of the bigger Universal Monster films, but like I said, it's loosely based on that one.
Okay, because you were just reading the description, and I was like, is it ever going to end?
Well, I'm just reading the whole description.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying. I was like, is this a real movie?
But out here in Orlando, we're getting a completely different house. So the Universal Monsters house.
Yeah, over here, it's basically going to be just kind of a mishmash of all different types of the classic Universal Monsters. Dracula, Frankenstein's monster.
The mummy. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, so and ours sounds like it'll...
Man.
Which, you know, given Hollywood's past, we always tend to get the better of the two.
cough.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, yeah, we usually get the better, and I mean, they've gotten more Universal Monsters, I feel like, stuff over the years. So, like I said, I am all about they should use the Universal Monsters in different ways every year. I'd be totally happy with that. They might as well. It's their own IP. They own it. They don't have to pay anybody for it.
Well, I was going to ask real quick.
No, go ahead.
With Barry saying that, because we know that we're supposed to get 5 original houses and 5 IPs, do you think this counts as the one IP?
It might.
Okay. I'm just genuinely curious if we're going to...
I'd be fine with that. I mean, right now, this is the third house, so we still got 7 more houses to go. So,
did either of you, I mentioned this on Twitter earlier, Brian from Inside Universal, he bought up Dracula Legacy in Blood from HHN19.
Yes.
Which had a beautiful facade, by the way.
Yeah. Yes, and he posted a picture of it, and I was like, oh, yeah. Like, the more he talked about it, the more it came back to me. And that house was really cool because it had the characters flying overhead on the bungee cords and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
If that's any indication how this one's going to be, I'm pretty excited about this house.
I feel like whenever they've used the classic monsters, it's always been really cool.
Yeah.
When they've tried to do the more modern, updated ones, like
Dracula Untold.
And was this... Yes. Was this... Usually somebody finds out. Was this confirmed as a soundstage?
I'm guessing
this is a soundstage.
I don't think anyone, I think on Twitter some people tried to get Patrick Brailleur to say something and no one would confirm or deny, but I got to imagine this will be a soundstage house.
Yeah.
I don't see how it couldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not a close quarters type of, I would imagine a close quarters type of
like
house.
Like a tent, yeah.
They mentioned Frankenstein's laboratory, Dracula's castle, so I mean
yeah, you're talking big facades and big set pieces.
Talking big set pieces, so
yeah, so most likely a soundstage house. So yeah, I'm excited. You know, I love the Universal Classic Monsters. I really like the new merchandise line that they've come out with recently at the parks too.
Well, yeah, why do you think they're pushing that? Wink, yeah. Wink.
Well, everybody was saying that. Everybody was like, are we going to be getting a Monsters house with all this new Monsters merchandise? And here we are. So
kind of, yes and no.
No.
There's two answers for this question.
Exactly.
It's not even that. It's like, if you like the Monsters merchandise, buy it.
Yeah.
If it does well, they'll keep making more Monsters merchandise.
Yep. And of course, me with my hoodie obsession, I really like the hoodie.
Of course you do.
Shush. So yeah, I'm excited about it. So yeah, that's house number 3, right? Because we got Stranger Things.
Yep.
And what is it? Blood. Gosh.
Nightingales.
Nightingales.
So we are 3 down. So we're
7
we're
to go.
Slowly making our crawl here.
Allegedly.
Which I'm like, my brain is like, wow, they're coming up with announcements fast, and I'm like, in 2 days it will be May. So
I was thinking about that earlier. I legit could not believe in 2 days it's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
Yes.
I'm waiting for those GIFs to start popping up on.
Oh, they've already started.
Yeah. So, all right, let's go over to Disney and talk some new nighttime fireworks goodies. Animal Kingdom. What?
What?
Spectaculars.
Okay.
I said spectaculars.
I couldn't understand what you were saying. I was like, what?
What?
I'm just going to let that one go.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom will be giving Rivers of Light a facelift. With the new Rivers of Light, We Are One show, which will make its debut Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And once again, Disney is updating one of their shows to include IPs. It looks like Lion King. I believe they mentioned Disney Nature will be part of the show now.
This is what, the third revamp?
Jungle Book will be in it too.
Well, no, yeah. They already tried that, and that's why the show is not the show anymore.
So, you know, they really didn't announce, other than that, they mentioned music will also be getting an update, obviously made probably to tie in with some of the movies that are going to be included in it.
Yeah, it's like they're going to weave in some of the Disney music along with still keeping the original, you know, soundtrack to the show. I mean, it was inevitable based on, you know, the
reception of the original
behind
Rivers
the
of
scenes,
Light.
The reception, the alleged survey ratings of the show. Go to the park and see, even on a busy night, usually the second show is not all the way full
at all.
Yeah,
and you know, the show had a lot of potential. It also it's had a lot of problems. There's parts of this show that did not work and, you know, never made a public viewing. And I don't know if this is going to fix that show, because part of the problem with the show is the giant water screens don't work
at all.
At all. And if it's windy at all, it really doesn't work. I mean, it's just, that's one of the biggest flaws with this show is those giant, you know, for lack of term, that they look like fire hose water screens don't work. It just doesn't do projection well.
Yeah, they're different than other, you know, I don't know if they can. I don't know why they don't switch to the other type of water screen that, like...
Well, one of the problems is when you get to the middle of that giant screen, you almost need another thing of water shooting up from the bottom of the water to fill in.
Yeah.
The lack of, there's just not enough mist in that middle part of those screens. I mean, to me, the Lotus floats, the projection on the Lotus floats is amazing. I mean, at times it looks three dimensional.
Yeah.
But the main projection in that show just doesn't doesn't work.
Yeah,
and you can throw Disney characters in there, and it
doesn't mean it's going to make it better.
No, it's a Band-Aid. It's a Band-Aid, and I mean, we'll see the final product. You know, there's parts of that show I really love, and there's parts of that show that, you know, drag. And I mean, the biggest issue has always been the big giant screens, and then the lack of a real wow moment in the finale. There's no.
I think that's the biggest thing that bothered me about that show is there's, and you know, I don't know if it's because of the animals, but
Well, I mean, it's just it's given away all its tricks by the time you get to the finale. It's like World of Color ends the same way. World of Color just ends.
Yeah.
You know, it cuts to black, but that last like 20-30 seconds of World of Color, it's just, you know, going nuts.
It's purdy.
With the flames, and even, well, the finale World of Color has that last trick when the lights come up on what's now the Incredicoaster.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that wow moment for the finale, and that Tower of Fire just really, it's not enough. You know, it's like I said, it's given away all its tricks by the time you get to the finale, and there's nothing extra left.
I got an idea. Illuminations is ending September. Let's plop the Inferno Barge right in the middle of that lake and light that bad boy up.
Well, I've said, I mean, that would be one cool, I mean, not the Inferno Barge, but if there was, like, even for the final moment, if there was, like, a bunch of flames shooting up into the sky,
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, even something like, you know, that's on the top of the Chinese theater during the Star Wars show. If you had some, like three, you know, two or four of those sort of spread out somewhere.
Yeah.
That would be a really cool finale.
Or but we could just make it Star Wars.
Yeah, no, that's not going to fix it.
It might.
They can make it Pandora.
So, I mean, who knows? I mean, it'll be interesting to see if how much the Disney characters help. But like I said, the show, you know, for the show has always had a couple of flaws in it. And unless you fix those flaws, throwing IP on this show is not going to fix it.
Well, that's what Epcot's doing. Come on.
Well, Epcot, in the one hand, is putting an entire new infrastructure in for that new show. So it's, you know, we'll wait to see what the final product is. Am I happy that that show's getting a bunch of characters? Not particularly, but we'll wait till we see the final storyline of the show, and also if all that technology that they're doing for that show works too.
Yeah. So, last but not least, and the new nighttime show that I'm more excited about is Hollowishes is finally being replaced this year at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Scary Ever After.
That actually wouldn't be a bad scary.
Hire me, Disney.
It would not surprise me
if they went with that.
What the name is, everybody listening to this podcast owes me $10. You're welcome.
I don't think you're the first one to come up with that name, Emily.
Let me have this.
But yeah, Disney announced that Hollowishes is going to be replaced this year with a new show. They didn't give a name. It's not named yet. Yeah, no, not yet. So, you know, me being the Halloween guru that I am, Hollowishes, like, you know, just like every other Disney nighttime show, it holds a little notch in my heart, but I'm not gonna miss it. I'm excited to, I've been wanting them to either update Hollowishes to include, because the projection mapping is what Hollowishes is missing.
Yes.
And whether they updated Hollowishes or replaced it with a completely new show, I didn't care. I just wanted them to introduce the projection mapping into the Halloween fireworks show, which this apparently is going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, the show will take guests along on a trick-or-treating adventure with four friends, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy. Why is Daisy not there? Daisy should be in the show. But find themselves drawn into a mysterious haunted house. The journey takes them from one room of the house to another, encountering dancing skeletons, waltzing ghosts. Gosh, I wonder what section that's going to be. And a whole series of troublemaking Disney villains. You know, I mean, Clint and I and our Sin and Cheryl and Clint's family, we all went to the Halloween party last year. Did you go last year, Emily?
We did. We just didn't go to the Christmas party.
And I hate to say, as much as I love Hollowishes, it really was showing its age.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. Like, my boyfriend, for example, he's not the biggest Disney fan, and like the fireworks were maybe going off for like 5 minutes, and he's like, I've already seen this before, can we go? So
I mean, I love fireworks shows, and Castle fireworks shows are some of the best, but that show just, it's like you said, with no projection mapping.
It was boring.
And it just was. And the fact, too, it's had, what, 3 minutes cut out of it over the years, I think.
Well, don't they, like, repeat a song, too, halfway through it? It's like, ugh.
It just has not aged well.
Yeah.
And it was due for a replacement. I know based on a lot of things, it was the lowest rated thing about the Halloween party. So it's I'm glad we're getting a new one. I'm looking forward to it. You know, the attraction overlays last year were a neat addition. Some were better than others. So anything to give you more bang for your buck for the Halloween party. Oh, yeah,
because that is expansive.
Yeah, and you know, I love the Boo to You Halloween parade, but there's sections of that I feel like are
But it's just, I like it because it's a nostalgia factor for me, just like Boo to You and everything like that. But it's just come to a point where it's like, please give me something new. I'm begging at this point.
No, like, see, I mean, now I'll be a freaking mess if they get rid of Boo to You. I love that damn parade, but I agree with Barry in the respect that they could maybe take out a float and introduce something.
I think the section that really, really stands out dated wise is the villain section. It just,
it's good
the whole look of it is just, is really, really dated. And could definitely do with a refresh. I mean, other than that, I still like most of Boo to You. And like I said, to me, the Halloween party has always been the better deal. I mean, it's not as good as a deal as it used to be, but it's still a way better deal. And I think you get more bang for your buck than you do at the Christmas party. So,
because you get candy.
Yes. Well, and also because everything you get at the Halloween party, you cannot get anywhere else.
I was about to say, just wait a few days after Christmas. You can get all the Christmas party stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we have the Platinum Pass, so we get all the Christmas stuff.
That must be nice. Time.
Is it scary to say we're almost 4.5 months away from that starting? Mickey's not so scary.
No, because like a few weeks later, Horror Nights will be starting, and that doesn't bother me, so...
Actually, we're 3.5 months from that starting.
Whoops.
Yeah. So. Give or take. But yeah, so I'm excited about it. You know, I love the Halloween party. So, you know, anything new coming to that, I will welcome with open arms because, you know, I love Halloween. So, yeah. And the concept artwork that they released was really adorable. And apparently... You see in the concept artwork, the projection mapping.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know how they're not going to do projection mapping on kind this.
Of, yeah, it's like a cartoony rendition of Cinderella Castle looking like a haunted house, which, you know, I'm all for, so.
Yeah. No, it's a great addition to, like I said, it's one of the, it's out of the two Halloween and Christmas parties, it's the best one. It's got the best castle show. Out of any of the castle shows, so.
Yeah, but I would like to, that's just me just going constantly and kind of being a little over it. Like, I would like them to keep Hocus Pocus, but I would also like them to change that show a little bit.
Or maybe change the villains.
Well, it's not even that. Maybe just change, like, a storyline or something, but keep Hocus Pocus. Like, yeah. I trust that they'll do good things if they change the storyline, but, like, at least for me, it's hard for me to justify the price of the party if, like... The only thing that's changing is fireworks. Like, I would have to wait like a few years or something for something else new to come. But
your Halloween card is revoked.
Okay. I'm just going to Horror Nights.
Yeah. We'll meet you over there.
Yeah. Who else will be there? I don't know.
No one. It'll be empty.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, I think that's it. We're gonna do a short one this week. Although we've been gone, you know, we kind of went 2 weeks. We had Rachel on last week. It's been kind of slow-ish with big theme park stuff to talk about. So yeah, we'll.
Because it's we've got some of us will be at Hollywood Studios for the 30th anniversary and. They'll debut their new show, so we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah, we got that coming up. Trying to think what else is coming up. Not too much. I mean, we're past all the big ride openings and everything. Everything's opened.
Until June 13th.
Yeah, we got Hagrid's coming up, so that's one thing that we're looking forward to at Universal. So, yeah. You know, we'll, and like I said at the beginning of this episode, we are going to have two bonus episodes. We're going to try and kind of separate the big pop culture stuff from here on out as bonus episodes because we know the majority of our listeners are theme park people. Although, you know, you may enjoy both, but like the bigger like movie reviews we do and stuff. We kind of decided to kind of separate those into bonus episodes, since the majority of our listeners, you know, are theme park geeks like us. So,
and it's just easier that way to deal with spoilers, because that way, if we, you know, when we like do Avengers Endgame, we're going to go all in, talk about spoilers.
Yeah, I don't need someone to get like so mad at me that they like find where I live. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, it was just, it was difficult when we included.
You always go dark, Emily, don't you?
Yeah, it's just my personality.
No, it was we started to figure out it was kind of hard for us to do a review in our regular recordings and say, you know, don't listen at this point. You know, it just created an awkward situation. So,
plus with this movie, I don't think you can really do a spoiler-free review. Like, the whole movie is an entire spoiler.
I know, you know how hard it's been trying not to talk about this on social media and have to like say it in coded ways.
Yeah. it's been difficult. You know, we've survived, and we'll get through it, and I think the wife is going to join me for the in-game one. So we'll have a bunch of people on. So we'll
bring all the Throw Geek ladies on.
Yeah. I actually, you know what? I'll bring this up on our recording here. I actually pitched the idea to Cheryl last night to do a ladies only in-game review. You, Cheryl, and Sin.
It's just going to be a lot of talking about Chris Evans.
That's what she said. And she was in like,
certain body parts on Chris Evans.
That's what I was afraid of. But no, I mean,
it'll be like a good review, but like a lot of it's just, you know, Chris Evans.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that's a ladies review, you know. And so, I mean, if you guys want to do that, we can discuss it. But yeah, anyways, so we'll figure it out and we'll get those out to you probably later this week. So.
Yeah.
So we are at Throw Geek on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/ThrillGeek. Be sure to like and follow our Facebook page, youtube.com/ThrillGeek. Please subscribe. We got some new videos up there. Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure Merchandise, which for some reason has 2,700 views. So awesome. Thrill Geek Live.
I saw that today. I was like, Cafe. The Hagrid merchandise video. I was like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, since we got the Barnstormer rear seat POV, which a bunch of people seem to like. We even have the Magic Kingdom Easter Parade from this year up there. The Dark Arts at Hogwarts Castle Show. And as Clint mentioned earlier, we got three different Tigress videos, from multi-angle POV to full POV to off-ride video for that, all on youtube.com/ThrillGeek. Remember to visit ThrillGeek.com for the latest in theme park and pop culture news. And you're listening to the Thrill Geek Podcast, available wherever podcasts are sold. And the Thrill Geek Podcast is brought to you by Thrill Geek Travel. Go to ThrillGeek.com/travel and book your vacation now through our partners at MEI Travel. It's simple, it's easy, it's free, it doesn't cost you anything, and hey, it saves you much time. ThrillGeek.com/travel.
Yeah, Jen was talking to me today after the Classic Universal Monster House announcement. The vacation packages for Halloween Horror Nights are filling up fast. She said some dates are already sold out, so if you're planning on coming down for Halloween Horror Nights for vacation, Jen can take care of that for you. Just go to thrillgeek.com/travel, fill out that form, and she'll do everything for you. And like we said, no charge, so... and she just sent me some stuff today. She's constantly firing stuff off to me that I'm trying to get up, and new offers on Disney resorts and everything in between. So yeah, so cool. All right, Emily, thank you again for joining us this evening, and
you're welcome.
We'll see you again for the for in-game.
Heck yeah.
All right, thanks guys for listening, and we will see you guys again next week.
See you in the parks
later. Bye. This week.
Bye.
Next week. Sometime.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.